You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because last season doing national shows and not being, you know, in anything D.C. related, while they're going on and the Commanders are winning 12 games and going to an NFC championship game, man, I sat there with so much FOMO. We talked about it on my show and did all that, but it, like, it's not the same. I think the one cool thing about being in, especially this is my hometown, right? Like, being on in this format with this, where it's very, you're connected with an audience for people you maybe don't talk to for years or work with, come back with and see them. And just to be like, everybody rides or dies with whatever's going on with all the teams in DC. But and listen, New York, it's all the same in that sense. But to now be back and doing a lot of DC stuff again and seeing where this team is sitting at 3-7, man, I'm longing for last season. I'm longing for what we went through, because for me and anybody that's from, you know, my generation, we didn't get to watch the Super Bowls. We didn't get to watch the Joe Gibbs era in its prime. There was Joe Gibbs 2.0, but that wasn't the same thing. So,
but you got to play fantasy.
Well,
we didn't. You got to wager.
That's true.
You got to do a lot of things we didn't.
But you can still do it now if you want.
No, I can't. I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Well, you can
no,
if you I want.
Can't.
To.
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Well, I can. And I do. But the point
I think it's awesome. I think it's beautiful for the growth of the game. And I love all that. But again, somebody's still got to settle things with arm-by-arm wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's still got to be a part of the society.
Yep.
That does it one-on-one. Like, winner take all. Like, a bet. What are you going to bet? Winner.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah.
Period. So because until that's completely deceased, I'm riding with that.
This is a team right now in the Commanders where you look at everything that happened last year. And I've said this on other shows, but I haven't said this to you. So there's going to be a lot of things.
Nothing else matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This team last year was so far ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And you win 12 games in a year that was, honestly, last season was supposed to be this year in terms of the results you're seeing on the field and the lack of depth and all of the issues this team is going through. Injuries aside, this team just doesn't have the depth. That's like the whole concept of next man up works to a point. Mm-hmm. But when the next man up isn't prepared or nearly as qualified as the guy in front of him, it shows you the depth that a team has. This Commanders team from last year to this year is not the same, and I understand that. But what I do know is eventually this was going to happen. This was a gutted roster that was nothing but scraps for the most part, that Adam Peters in this front office had to come in and say, we got to fix this damn thing, and we got to make this work. And then they're looking around going, oh my God, we're winning way more games than we expected. So obviously, you lean into it. The problem is now the football gods are catching up, and it's, oh, no. Now you're going to regress back to the mean. They got a lot of work to do the rest of this season. They got a lot of work to do this offseason. But anybody that thought that they were just going to continue on from what they did last year, like, And this is where it goes back to betting, right? Where, you know, the Commanders Super Bowl odds, they were a top five team for a while. And, you know, their win total was 9.5. And I thought that was a reasonable number. But what I will say, though, is that if anybody expected no bumps in the road with something that is literally gutted from the top down, from the top of ownership all the way down, you lost your mind. And here we are. And this is the result.
Before the genius of like a CarMax,
mm-hmm.
had you ever considered the damage to this franchise and its players? When you bought in, you mm-hmm. bought in. Here's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
This was the worst. This car had been in a tin. It had been hit by a train.
Yeah.
Then by tow trucks. Then by rigs. It was the worst body in the planet,
yeah.
in the game.
Yeah.
Then that's what made last year so unique.
Mm-hmm.
They took that garbage that they were left and turned it into gold.
Yeah.
So had we been practical, and we're not, we would have thought, well, this is probably short, nice little boost, and what is the boost going to do? Then people make mistakes. People also don't sleep on you. That roster change, winning between a winning team and a losing team, mm-hmm. it matters.
Mm-hmm.
You were playing four quarterbacks that might not even be in the league right now that yeah. you played last year.
And that's a great point.
But it's
yeah.
reality.
Yeah.
And then big boys were watching you. You were playing at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They were playing at night like you are now.
Mm-hmm.
I hate night games. That 1 o'clock schedule, you don't have that now. And people are going to come after you. But you told us that any place, any time. So we said, oh, we fell into that, realizing you win six games on the last play of the game. You got a four-leaf clover. You've got a rabbit's tree. You've got mm-hmm. everything we could think of throughout history.
And where are they?
History's luck.
Where are they shoved up, Doc?
Yeah.
I know what you're trying to say.
Well, that's what happened.
But it's true, though.
And they're proving it right now.
Yeah. And listen, like there is some level of, like, you have to overcome injuries in the NFL to a point. But then there's a certain point where you look around, especially like this. Again, there is a certain point where I've looked at this team, and it happened Sunday against Detroit. Look, I went into that knowing what was going to happen. Right. I was like, this is not going to be pretty.
Oh, but you didn't pick them?
No. First off, I don't bet on my teams. Okay. I'm way too emotionally invested in them.
Right.
Smart. I've always had that rule. When I've done betting shows, I just don't.
And it's great.
I won't.
Yeah, you smart.
I won't do it. Yeah.
You smart.
There are certain people that do it.
I didn't think they'd win the game. I hoped they would win.
And that's why I want to keep emotion out of it.
Yeah.
But I had no confidence because they were so beat down.
It's no fun.
No fun what?
Keeping emotions out of it.
Oh, well, that's why when it comes to that's why I keep the betting as a whole other thing, because yeah. I want to just enjoy or ride or die with the team, whatever. Like, that's right. just, but the thing that makes this so frustrating this year now is you're starting to watch a team where it just feels like the question becomes what's left of the season. And Sunday was the first time that I went, this feels like the old era. And I know it's not. And I will scream from the mountaintops that this isn't the Dan Snyder era. Anybody that thinks it is yeah. you're losing your mind. But
you get Dan Snyder like results.
It. And that's the key, is that it feels like it. It's not the same era. It's not mm-hmm. the same leadership. It's not the same thing. But it feels like it right now. Stadium emptying early. Tons of injuries. Deron Payne getting thrown out. And you look around and you're like, I've been here before.
Been here before. And to their credit, they won the division too.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Steelers. That time they beat the Steelers, yep. with what? Everybody has that flash, and maybe that's just associated with pro ball. But what bothers me now is that once you get the coach to listen to the public, to me that's the kiss of death.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling that big guy that works here, BTP, when you put your coordinator on the ground, you intimated that he wasn't at practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's my belief, he's at every meeting, every practice, he runs it. So whether he's on the deck or up in the sky, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to change how they block,
mm-hmm.
tackle, cover, their depth? No, you took poison pill. You let the public bluff you into something.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And so what are you going to do now? You're going to fix it? As if you weren't there all the whole time too. So are you want me to believe now that you weren't there? How dare they do what they've been doing? Well, let me go over and fix this. Really, dude, seriously. You in every meeting too. And you took the cheese. Taking people, all of us, that are angry, and you let it affect you. You're in charge. I don't buy that at all. It's not hocus pocus. And then your big 330-pound tackle decides he's going to be 16 again. So you lose another chip. That's a lack of everything we've heard out of their camp of who we are. You've been telling us something, and your pupils are proving you wrong. Do you not have a good feel for your own team? Now, if you go in there like King Kong did for Detroit, caveman, he took the board, went out there, and he didn't look at the plays. It's so funny to me. But you know what you're going to get. Starts off with physicality. This team's offense has yet not understood that the best, the easiest path is forward, not sideways. And if you really don't believe that in your heart of heart, you will do exactly what they're doing. You're still trying to get one over on the opponent instead of kicking his butt because he's right in front of you. So you got these people that are big and strong and aggressive, but you haven't put them in the light to be their best, in my opinion. So my only question is that, what's going to change? And Miami set the stage for you because they won.
So I'm glad you said that because I see two teams mentally going in opposite directions right now. And everything that you just laid out is what bothers me about this team right now that we didn't see before Detroit. Like, it felt like, and I could, even leading up to that game against Detroit at practice, now I wasn't there, but I do a podcast with people. It's going to sound like I do a podcast. But, like, there were plenty of reports.
Name one person that's not doing a podcast?
I know. It's everybody, isn't okay, it? The world is so different. And you talk about, like, me when I first started doing this with you and coming with the podcast were not a thing. Now it's all podcast. You know, it's all, I mean, it's you're on every platform in existence.
Side hustle you had out in L.A. at one of the stops. We were talking, now that was stretching.
Yeah.
That was being innovative.
Yeah.
You're just getting on a West Coast show, a West Coast format.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty about this. And it happened to us. Imagine being a rookie in a league, and you walk in the locker room, and eight guys are sitting on the bench smoking Pall Malls.
What a different world.
That happened. I saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Wow. Every generation, you have to be able to adjust.
The league changes, the world changes. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's even harder now to be a losing team in the NFL because there's so much more media scrutiny and attention, and with social media and with all the podcasts like you mentioned, and all, even if you're in a small market, it doesn't have to be a big market, top 10 market like DC.
I like that.
It can be anywhere. And it magnifies the problems more and more. And when you then can take what Deron Payne did and have that highlight all over the place, which, by the way, there is now the video out there of Amon-Ra St. Brown swinging at him first. Guess what?
Well, it's not the first guy. Happened.
It's always the second guy that gets caught.
Well, why do the Zebras get caught? Okay, I know they're 90. Their medium age is 90. but that's they do it on purpose. Hey, man.
Refs?
They take care of their brotherhood. It's like the Hells Angels.
It's like politics.
It's like any factor to where I have the ability to bring you on if I like you and not bring you on if I don't like you.
Yep.
That's the country operates that way.
Yeah.
And so you think this is different? Why do they all look alike for the most part? Age-wise, stature, mm-hmm. because they're all one community. Their reactions is not what they once were.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. The players are bigger, stronger, faster.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to get people that are older, slower, and can't keep up and have bad vision. And that's the group that's going to make these determinations where millions of dollars go. No, you have to laugh.
It's funny.
Because it's funny.
But it's also true.
And it's true.
So what would the age limit be then for refs?
As soon as I
saw
How would you determine this? No, age. A lot of
maybe not
older
age.
People
so that's
in great
so,
shape.
So not age then. So
no.
What would be the determining factor saying you're done? Because we could do this with politicians too if you want.
Well, it's going to be a physical. It's going to be testing involved okay. in that. You're going to have to go physically prove to me that you are up to standard to be with the world-class athletes
mm-hmm.
moving at faster than speed of sound. And you can keep up. You can see vision, athleticism, all those things, basics. And there's some guys out there, they don't even look the part. They look like the bus driver driving your kids to school.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they are, and nothing's against bus drivers. But when Payne swung at him, first thing in my mind, okay, you have all these video cameras, right? The whole world's on
mm-hmm.
caught on tape.
Yeah.
Go find it and show it then. Are you saying they didn't have the technology to do it then? So you're saying that they effed up, just like the tush push. We saw the Eagles. They're offsides. You saw it. I could tell that from my...
They're offsides almost every time they run the tush push.
Why isn't it fixed?
Yeah, because nobody can catch it. It's an almost impossible play to be able to see in real time.
Wait a minute. You can run it back.
You can.
Well, why don't they?
Well, you got to have the rules of the challenges, Doc. You can't. Don't forget the challenges now.
Okay.
You got to be able to challenge within the rules.
Okay. Well, see, it's all set up.
I just love that one of your stipulations, which this just shows the state of all this, for a ref to be able to still be a ref in the NFL... is to see.
Yeah, you got to be able to see.
Yeah, you got to be able to see. That's
I know
good.
It sounds like it's a joke.
I know, but it's true. But
I'm true. You just cannot put people in a position to fail and then act like it wasn't on purpose.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.